Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brooke, it seems like among Steelers insiders, and even Adam Schefter, who said this today, that there's almost the belief that the Steelers have this open door policy on Aaron Rodgers, and he can pretty much show up whenever he wants and be the team starting quarterback. Do you believe that?
That is what it kind of feels like. I mean, it seems like, Aaron Rodgers has been in the driver's seat this whole time, and it feels like they still believe that he's a plug-and-play quarterback, that no matter when he shows up, he'll take the reins. I think it's going to get to a point at training camp where he needs to be there. I think it's really interesting. At this point, I don't expect to see him arrive in Pittsburgh until after minicamp, and that's not based on any, reporting at this point. That's I'm going based on what we've seen so far, what he has kind of telegraphed in his actions. He's not a guy that appears to be in a hurry to be in Pittsburgh. He certainly doesn't seem like a guy that wants to be around for optional team activities or at this point minicamp. So we'll see. He's a real wild card.
Brooke, are you talking to anybody affiliated with the team who's starting to waver in their belief that he'll actually be here eventually and be their starting quarterback? Are there any cracks in that armor where people are starting to wonder if really he maybe just does not want to play quarterback for the Steelers?
No, not at all. That's not the sense that I've gotten from the conversations that I've had. I mean, the expectation is still that Aaron Rodgers will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. It just is a matter of when, not if. I think that if any cracks are going to show, it will be later in the summer. The closer it gets to true training camp is when I think, if he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler by that point, then I think you'll see some nerves showing. But at this point, I don't get the sense that anything has changed in anyone's belief that he will be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
So when would that Kirk Cousins pivot happen that Jeremy Fowler was talking about on ESPN this weekend? When would they make up their minds that, hey, maybe we do need to make a move for another veteran quarterback?
That I don't think would be until training camp. I don't get the sense that Kirk Cousins is high up on their radar of moves to make, because for one thing, he would have a pretty hefty price tag. I mean, there's a lot that would have to be hammered out between Pittsburgh and Atlanta, but I would imagine that Atlanta would have to take on a significant portion of his salary. But I also get the sense that, anything more than $10 million, essentially, the Steelers have kind of telegraphed that that's more than they're willing to pay a starting quarterback. That's what Aaron Rodgers has said that he's willing to play for. We know that Justin Fields got more than that, Justin Fields is the lowest paid starting quarterback that's on a veteran contract, not on a rookie deal. And they weren't willing to pay that. So I think that Kirk Cousins is going to end up being too much money. I think that it's kind of Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph. Obviously, they still need a fourth quarterback going into camp, but I don't think that they would spend a significant amount of money to get that fourth quarterback to bring into Latrobe.
Brooke, you've covered this team for a while. You've been around all the same principles because it's the Steelers, so they basically never change in any of the most important spots for that same period of time. How surprised are you that we have gotten to this point, this will-he-won't-he game, this far into the process with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm really surprised. I mean, it kind of feels like a little bit like it's a game of chicken, and we are this far down the road that you have to keep playing. I mean, this is so un-Steelers-like to not only have this continue to drag out, but to have it drag out so publicly, where you've got Aaron Rodgers flirting with the Steelers in this Q&A with fans at whatever concert it was, where, you know, he's saying, well, I think that there's a team that plays Chicago on the road this year. I'll have to check it out. Like, it is.
The Vikings play Chicago on the road, too, by the way. The team that we all kind of assumed he really wanted to play.
Donnie, what was the name of that rapper he was at? Do you remember the guy?
Mike Studd.
Do you know him?
Who, Brooke? By the way, I cannot say that he is a part of my Spotify rotation recently or
what
ever.
What is up there on the Spotify rotation these days for you, if you don't
mind
me
listen
asking.
To the Joe Rogan podcast with Aaron Rodgers as a sense of repertorial duty?
I can't say that the Joe Rogan podcast is on there either. It's a lot of Noah Khan.
It's a lot of stick season. I was going to say Noah Khan first.
That was going to be my guess.
Won't friggin' end, man.
I want to say the other day my day list description was like garage band rock guitar, something very strange. And I was like, well, I didn't know that this was my vibe. It's that or like Coastal Grandma. So somewhere in the middle. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers and I have similar Spotify tastes at all, but maybe I'll mix in some Mike Studd.
Fair
to
say,
kind of get inside his mind.
Fair to say that Noah Khan is this generation's James Taylor. Yes or no?
Oh, that's
wow.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And I'm very familiar with James Taylor. I can't hear Carolina in my mind without like bursting into tears. Wow. He's not there yet. He's not there quite yet. Maybe. But like we got to slow the roll a little bit, and I love Noah Khan, but not quite James Taylor level. I got to see the staying power.
Are you buying the Steelers reassured belief in Roman Wilson that they're not going to go out and get another wide receiver between now and the start of the season, Brooke? How high do you think they are on him going into year two?
I do think that there's confidence, but I think they've got to see a larger body of work before they completely, you know, stop evaluating the marketer or stop searching for another wide receiver. I mean, they're always going to be looking to acquire talent if they can. That's what Omar Khan will tell you. But with Roman Wilson, I think the thing is that we have not seen him stay healthy. And so I think if you're the Steelers, it would be irresponsible to, you know, to put all of your eggs in the Roman Wilson basket. I will say today at OTAs, I thought that he looked a little bit more bulked up than he did this time a year ago. And certainly during the season, I asked him if he had put on any weight. He said no, that he was playing at the same weight. He said that others have noticed that his body has changed a little bit, but he didn't necessarily say one way or the other if that was a concerted effort on his part. It could have also been that DK Metcalf isn't there, George Pickens isn't there, Van Jefferson obviously isn't around anymore. So the wide receiver group as a whole is a lot smaller, so there's no one to really compare him to. But I did think that he looked a little bit more solid and more durable. But that's going to be, I mean, I've got to see him in some team periods, some live action to really know whether or not he can, you know, handle going through a team period without rolling an ankle.
Where would you rank Broderick Jones on the list of most important Steelers going into this season?
I mean, I think he's got to be top five as far as looking at what they want to do as an offense at where he is at this point in his career. He's finally getting an opportunity to play the position that he was drafted to play after this flirtation of, you know, we want to move him to left tackle, just kidding, not this year, there's an injury, whatever else. I mean, this is supposed to be the year. This is a put up or shut up year. You know, if you are supposed to be the left tackle of the future of this organization, you've now got all these pieces in place with Fautanu coming back and being healthy. This is when you've got to show that the Steelers were right to draft you. And this is a big year for not only for Broderick Jones, but for the Steelers to show that they know what they're doing and that this focus on building up the trenches is paying off, that Andy Weidel's influence is really coming through in a big way.
Brooke, do you feel like this TJ Watt thing is going to be fait accompli, or do you think it's actually more complicated than that to get an extension done with him?
I mean, I think that I'm not going to raise any red flags until we get to training camp. I know that in the past, some of these deals have dragged out even through camp. The last time he got a deal done, they were even back in Pittsburgh from Latrobe. They weren't even in Latrobe because it was a couple of years after COVID and they were over at Heinz Field. I think that this Steelers, the way that the organization is being run right now with Omar Khan, he wants to get these things done sooner rather than later, but that doesn't necessarily mean during minicamp OTAs. I would kind of expect it to be later in the summer during training camp. I think they eventually get there, but I do think that it's, not maybe as simple as they would like it to be because the market is exploding. That's what happens when you wait so long to get these deals done. You kind of let the market get set for you, and your players are still going to want to match what Myles Garrett is making, what Max Crosby is making. Not only match it, but exceed it. When you have players that are at the top of their position, they want to be paid at the top of the market, and that market is going to keep going higher until you get a deal done.
Brooke, as a veteran and lover of all things Carolina, Pony might have to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper at our five-alarm marathon.
A chip, Carolina Reaper pepper
infused chip. Infused
chip,
one of those chips that comes in a coffin. Are you familiar at all with that brand of chip or that type of chip or the Carolina Reaper pepper?
I believe I am because I think my husband's friends sent him a Carolina Reaper lollipop at one point as a prank. Oh. So I would look into that. I can't remember if he even had any of it because he didn't want to die. But I would look into that to add to the chip, to add to the experience.
A lollipop is out there. Okay.
Very interesting.
We will have our people check in on that. Brooke Pryor, ESPN, on day one of Steelers OTAs. Thank you, Brooke.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.